Hey, it's nobody in particular. Watching the whale sanctuary in Maui, watching the scan across the ocean, listening to the waves. Pretty cool. And so is it's a good day. It is a cool day. It's cool and windy in Phoenix after a almost 90 or 90 odd degree day yesterday. Today is the 70s. And I've been thinking about some stuff, about the process of getting older and what is wisdom? Do I got any, or am I ever going to get any? Is wisdom like old shoes? You break them in and you know if you stand a certain way your feet are going to hurt, so you just don't stand that way. And by the way, nobody in particular is giving a grateful nod and salute to the craftsmen in Mexico who make Negra Modelo. Salud, compadres. So, there used to be an Animaniac group, Pinky and the Brain, and you would hear Brain say, "Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?" And Pinky would come back with something like, "I'm not certain, but next time you put the pantyhose on the chicken." And the absurdity of it all was all not lost on anybody. So the incongruity of things, I was thinking how there are downstream effects of certain, well, when things are out of your control and there's no negotiation because the disruption is 2 degrees out. I mean, some person or thing adjacent to another person or thing affects that person or thing, and the second person or thing, their disruption disrupts you. And it's a thought that perhaps someone might say, "Well, I'm sorry, but this situation, I need you to do me a solid and cut me a break and I'll catch up with you, but today this is how the way it's gonna how to be," which is we're not negotiating this. Thank you very much for doing what I'm saying, and we're gonna go with that. And there's no negotiation. There's no negotiation for the next level down or the level down beyond that. The situation is totally beyond any control. And I was just thinking that that's so typical of the universe. I mean, you can't negotiate with the universe. It is the way it is. Well, that's where the chuckle comes in. The disparity of activities and beliefs and considerations in some form or another. Some folk have gone to teaching that if you have a favorite deity, you can negotiate with that deity. You know, a higher power, something bigger than the universe that can override the universe, and, you know, perhaps you can negotiate. And then there are folks who say, well, if you negotiate this way, pay your tithe, and then blah, blah, blah. Or you say, oh, help me. Help me, help me. And I think that's all human. Desire to negotiate, to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Can't. I'm certain we all recognize we've been there, done that, said that, felt that way. Come on. It can't be this way. Can we have it another way? And that part of the house religion I was brought up in was exemplified by a song that had the words, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Am I wrong? Hey, call him up. Negotiate. Go in a corner, get on your knees. Negotiate in your head. Say, I gave you this, and if you do that, I promise. I'll do this if you do that. And there we pander to ourselves because the universe doesn't negotiate. Stuff happens, you deal with it. There are rules, there are expectations, and all those expectations that are planted in the religious realm are baked into the universe, the sowing, the reaping, that doesn't need any intercession or intermediaries to function. It's baked into the universe. But you can't negotiate. And I like how the wind comes through to emphasize that. I couldn't negotiate with the wind to make that happen, but it sure came in at a good time. So I'm saying be good to each other. Dig it, hurt, cry, take it, run with it, grow with it, grow old, talk to your great-grandchildren when you're old. You don't gotta negotiate, just learn to deal. That's the message today. Nobody in particular. Bye.